For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last year, Howard Wooldridge, a former police officer, rode his horse Misty across America from Georgia to Oregon. This year, he's doing it again from L.A. to New York. Howard is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and everywhere he goes, he wears a shirt that reads across the back, "Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why." Howard's now out in the middle of nowhere, somewhere in New Mexico. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. Let's ask him why.
Well, Dean, it's been picking up well here in the last couple of weeks since we left Phoenix. I've been on a number of radio programs. A number of local papers have interviewed me, and we've been getting the message out about the failure of the war on drugs, and I feel real good about it.
Now, that shirt you wear, "Cops say legalize drugs, ask me why," you still getting those questions?
Absolutely. In fact, I've had a whole bunch of police, both retired and not, asking me about it. Had a chief, a former New Mexico police officer and former sheriff, who we got into a big heated discussion. In the first 5 minutes, he said basically we need to kill everybody who uses illegal drugs. And 5 minutes later, I had him agreeing that in the privacy of your own home, as an adult, it shouldn't be the government's business. I got him real close to saying the L word.
Well, it's amazing what a little truth will do, isn't it?
Yeah, Dean, it really is. I mean, 5 minutes, 10 minutes into a discussion, whether with a person or with a Rotary or Kiwanis, it is simply amazing how many people are ready to hear a message besides build more prisons. And it really encourages me that the message I'm spreading across America, as Misty and I do the Paul Revere thing, is really paying off. It's really worth doing, and we're inspired to go on to the next city. Well, this is Howard Wooldridge from LEAP and Misty from north of Socorro, New Mexico, signing off.
We'll be following Howard's progress across this nation and get the reports of the media and the cops and the people who agree that it's time to end this policy of drug prohibition. To any of you working cops or district attorneys or judges who think the drug war is a good idea, the Drug Truth Network is now offering $500 that you can use for any purpose or give to your favorite charity. And this for any police captain or higher, assistant district attorney or higher, justice of the peace or higher, or any working agent of the DEA, CIA, or the Justice Department who would be willing to come on the airwaves and explain to us the reason for this eternal drug war. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.